The administration's proposed fiscal year 2011 budget has been unveiled, including the budget plan for the Agriculture Department, which Secretary Tom Vilsack says uses taxpayer dollars wisely, investing in American agriculture and the American people without leaving them a mountain of debt.
This budget does reduce discretionary spending by approximately $1 billion, which is an effort on our part to respond to the deficit concerns.
However, the responses from the ag community has not been quite as positive, as Senator Blanche Lincoln, chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, pledges to stand up for farmers and ranchers and all of rural America by opposing cuts that will harm the hardworking men and women who are the backbone of our rural economy. According to Lincoln, this proposal places a disproportionate burden on the backs of farmers and rural communities, saying that she agrees that we must reduce the federal deficit, but thinks we must all share in this responsibility. And the ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, Georgia Senator Saxby Chambliss, agrees, saying he's concerned regarding the level the budget cuts to existing operations in order to fund pet initiatives and programs. He says that before we do that, we need to examine where resources are truly needed, and he hopes that we can produce a budget that mirrors what Americans have to struggle with every day. However, according to Secretary Vilsack, the budget is in line with those struggles, as he says these tough times call for shared sacrifice. And just as the American people have tightened their belts, so has the administration.
We made tough decisions, but this budget reflects our values and the common sense solutions to problems we face. It makes critical investments in the American people and in the agricultural economy to set us on a path to prosperity as we move forward in the 21st century.
Stay tuned and log on to southeastagnet.com for more on this issue as well as all your agricultural news. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.